Time for an update of Triple Team Traffic. Let's get you back over to KSL's Traffic Center and Ricky Meese.
And the southbound drive now starting to get busy, filling in and slowing down just a bit. That's going to be between the I-80-201 interchange to 90th South, but I-215's belt route delay-free despite a minor accident. Over to the right, this is northbound I-215's east belt at 6200 South. Eric Butler?
Not seeing any delays so far on I-15 as you head south from Point of the Mountain through Provo all the way down to Spanish Fork. There is some road construction work going on Highway 6. This is about 3 miles before you get to Sheep Creek if you're on your way towards Price or beyond. On to this afternoon. Mark Jackson?
Yeah, if your plan is to get out of downtown and heading into Davis County, Kaysville, Layton, and beyond, there are a couple of problems on the way. First, northbound I-15, right about Warm Springs, 2300 North. Looks like some scattered insulation-type debris is slowing the traffic. Then one of our KSL traffic troopers says there's a wreck in the center lane, northbound I-15 up at Park Lane. It delays up into the Farmington area. Step right up to the 80th Salt Lake County Fair, August 17th through the 20th. Derby's Monster Trucks, Daryl Worley Concert, Bear Shows, Horse Pulling, Carnival, Food. Celebrate traditions at SaltLakeCountyFair.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s.